Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Lynette. Today, we're going to talk about when things don't come easy. When things don't come easy to us, it's almost a blessing in disguise. I know when I have an interest in something and I start to do it, I tend to do just the basics, the outskirts of it, because I thought that's all there was to it. But if you ever notice, to be really good at something, it takes a lot more than that. It takes a lot of hard work and a lot of concentration. It doesn't matter what it is. So when you start to really wonder why your success isn't coming as easy as you thought it would be, you start to do the work. And that's where the blessing comes in. Because I've noticed that when you're trying to become successful at something and it's not going the way you had hoped or thought it would, and you start to look into it, there is so much information and so many steps to take and so much to look forward to and so much of our energy and time that needs to be spent. And we do need to put a lot of time and energy out there to be successful, truly successful at something, regardless of what it is. So when we start to look into it and find all these steps we can do, all these things we can do, it becomes a fun journey. And you actually feel really proud of yourself when you look back and you think what you've accomplished. And you feel like you know that you've done a good job. It's really interesting because when you don't work hard on something, you really lack the confidence in it. I mean, I will admit that I've gotten jobs that I didn't really know that much about, so I wasn't real confident in it. But then again, I've done things that forced me to look into it, to study it. And to know that you really know what you're doing, you really know what you're talking about, gives you a certain amount of confidence. And having confidence in yourself is another step toward happiness in life, toward basically having confidence. When you have confidence in one area, it spills over to other areas, especially when you know that you're capable of doing the hard work. And this includes anything you want to be good at, whether it's sports, career change, whatever. You have the ability to be good at anything, but you can't just sit back and wait for it to come easy to you. And that's a blessing of things not coming easy to you. It forces you to look into it and to do the work and to take the steps and take the time and take the energy. That develops you into the individual you are. You're this person that other people look to and think, wow, they have this advantage or that advantage. But no, it's more than just that. It's that you took the time, or whoever you're looking at that seems to be successful, they took the time to develop themselves. And in doing so, that's what makes you more of an individual, not just an individual, but a confident individual, and one that knows no matter what you put your mind to, you can do it. You have to just do the work. I know some things where we are born with innate talents and so forth, but even if it's something that you weren't born with, it isn't innate to you, you can work hard and you can develop it. It comes a lot easier when it happens to be a natural talent. But I'm convinced that we can do anything we set our minds to. We just have to be willing to take the time and the energy to do it. I'll share a little story with you. I kind of lost my voice for a while because of some surgery, and I ended up taking a voice production class, and they required that you sing solo a couple of times. And the thought of singing solo, oh my gosh, they may have well asked me to climb Mount Everest. I was like, oh my goodness. But the teacher worked with us and worked with us and told us how to control our voice and put our breath so it resonates and so forth. And to my amazement, I did it. And it wasn't as bad as I would have thought it was going to be, or it wasn't as bad if I hadn't put the work in. I did the work. I learned the correct way, and I sing solo. And that is something that I never, ever thought I would do. But I was desperate to get my voice back. So I did it. And that showed me right then and there that we are capable of doing anything. So no matter what you're doing, what you want to become, even if you're there, even if you're at the point of being successful at this time, there is so much information out there, especially with the internet. There is so many steps we can take to be the best we can be. It doesn't matter where somebody else is at, but it's the best you can be. And I think you know within yourself, if you've reached that point of being your best, that learning everything that you could possibly learn, and if you haven't, then start doing it. And at one point, you'll look back to where you are today and where you will be after you pushing forward, keep learning, keep striving to be the best you can be. And don't do it for anybody else, but do it for you. And when you look back and see how far you've come, it is an exciting journey. It is so exciting. You know, there's that saying, it's not the destination, it's a journey. And so people get excited about, regardless of what your interest is, whether it's cooking or a CEO of a large company, it doesn't matter. The point is you want to be the best of whatever it is that you can be. And when you do that, I believe the blessings will come. You don't even need to look for what those blessings are. They will come. Because when you work hard at something, when you're the best you can be, other people observe it. It doesn't matter what it is. It just matters to you. You're developing your own self to be the best of whatever it is that you're interested in. To be the best that you can be. Even doing this podcast, I didn't want to be a stereotypical podcaster and following what everybody else is doing. I feel that I'm being motivated spiritually. And when I do an episode, it's because I've felt spiritually, and that's why there's sometimes a gap in my distributing my episodes. But I decided to push forward and to look into it. And oh my gosh, there is so much out there in terms of making it better, not only for the listeners, but just in general. However, the one thing I won't mess with and have not messed with is getting the spiritual insights to get out to you. Because whatever I say to you, I want you to know and rest assured that it's not Lynette speaking so much. It's what I feel needs to be out there for whoever is listening to it. But the reason I said that is because I started looking into podcasting. I'm using that as an example. And oh my goodness, there is so much to it, so much out there, where I never paid attention to that point of it. But I do want it to make sure that it reaches whoever may benefit from what I have to say. So in doing that part of it, there is a lot to learn, and I have learned quite a bit, and I'm proud of that, actually. I also do a little bit of voiceover, and I've had to learn what to do professionally with that as well, and I was starting to get frustrated with that, but now I'm seeing how that overlaps and it resonates with the podcasting. So you never know what you're learning, what you're stepping out to learn is maybe not for the purpose you even think. maybe it's going to apply to something even more significant later. But whatever it is, whatever you're doing, be the best you can be. Look into it. Learn how to do it. And it's really exciting. When I said earlier, makes you an individual. To become an individual, a strong foundation of an individual with confidence, with self-love, with self-esteem, is a wonderful place to be. Then you can truly enjoy your friends when you're with them. You can truly enjoy everything going on around you. But I believe it starts with you. With that being said, I want to wish you all a very good week. And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.